Cut Knife. With a 1950s diner theme, the Collective Youth Center in Cut Knife hosted their second annual Mystery Supper fundraiser April 13. Natasha Taves was the leading lady in helping organize the evening, from finding volunteers, selling tickets and explaining how a mystery supper is run. This is not the first time the Collective Youth Center has put on such an event. We used to do a mystery supper every year for as many years as I can remember. We took a break for a few years due to the pandemic, then started up again in 2023. We plan to have it as an annual event, said Taves. Diners had to select each course from a mystery menu. Before each course, utensils were available to purchase for $2 to ensure guests didn't have to eat with their hands. Food served included pigs in a blanket, burgers, fries, coleslaw, chips, raw vegetables and hot fudge sundaes. A milkshake bar was available for guests who wanted to purchase before and after supper. The event, limited to 130 tickets, was sold out. Many of the youth who belonged to the center helped, totaling 25 volunteers cooking and serving. The Collective Youth Center raised more than $5,900. With more than 50 sponsors, Taves and the center were overjoyed with how the fundraiser went. The funds raised will be used to buy new and update some of our equipment, games, prizes and monthly costs, added Taves. With many guests who are not from Cut Knife in attendance, Taves has already heard talk and excitement for next year's event. The guests had an amazing time. Many laughs were had over the items they received at each course. We even had guests dress in some awesome 1950s outfits. We are already excited to plan next year's supper, said Taves. The Collective Youth Center is open to youth in grades 6 to 12 during the school year. There are over 90 students who attend the monthly events. There is no cost for students to attend and no paperwork or registration. A canteen is on site where snacks can be purchased. The goal of the center is to create a fun and safe environment for youth to come, hang out, eat a meal and feel valued, important and loved with no strings attached, explained Taves. The center meets on the third Friday of each month from 3:15 to 10 p.m., with the occasional special guest to teach life skills, run activities and connect with the youth. Volunteers help set up and take down at the Cut Knife Community Hall. Students interested can drop in on the third Friday of each month at the Cut Knife Community Hall.